You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, halftime adjustments have been made here. B. Mitch and Finley. Steve Zabin filling in for JP. B. Mitch is here. 2 hours to go. We're going to try to get the governor hooked up here to make his picks for the weekend. I've got the full slate of games, including the two tomorrow, including the Commanders hosting the Eagles in the early game, 5 o'clock at Northwest Stadium, your NFC Championship game rematch, but without Jaden Daniels, who has been shut down for the year. I will give my boilerplate elevator pitch take on the situation. I know everyone here, as soon as the news came down after last weekend, that this was going to be the case. Everyone's given their opinions. I know you and JP have hashed it out. I have fresh powder to ski down on this. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my quick take on it. It is not going to be revolutionary, I don't think. But maybe it's from a slightly different angle than you would have thought. And then the night game tomorrow at 8:20 is Packers-Bears for the NFC North, basically.
Yeah.
The Packers were a 1.5-point favorite. The line has crossed the Rubicon, as I say, to the other side, where the Bears are now 1.5-point favorites.
Because of Micah.
Maybe because of Micah, although I believe early in the week he was still Packers by 1.5. I don't know what the thinking is there. There's a whole stadium issue now that cropped up this week with Chicago where they're going to threaten to go to Indiana, which is hilarious, but it's been tried before. Why?
They may be leaving Chicago?
Well, they want to build this new stadium in Arlington Heights where they've got the land, but the Illinois legislature has said we're not giving you a penny for anything, including the roads. And the Bears are like, but we're buying the whole stadium. And they're like, yeah, too bad. You got to buy the roads, too, around it. And so now they're threatening to leave. But as far as the game goes, the Bears are in, like, if they don't beat the Packers this time after all the losing they've done, after how tortured they've been by Rodgers over the years, God help them is all I can say.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the night game tomorrow night, and it's going to be going opposite this run of 3 college games, which, again, I'm not angry that we have the college games. Fine, put them on the plate. It's like more food at the party. I'm just saying it's not really appetizing to me. It's not exciting because you got 2 games with coaches who are on their way out, another game with a coach who was just installed because the other coach left. We have two rematches from earlier in the year, and we got two teams that most people believe don't even belong in JMU and Tulane. So this round, to me, is kind of irrelevant. Of course, I'll watch as much as I can.
Yeah,
I'm going to be at my in-laws' house where they only have one TV, B-Mitch, in a room at a time, which I can't understand, because every room I have to watch, if it's my office, I've got two. If it's the theater downstairs, I got three.
Bring your computer with you?
I'll bring my computer. I'll bring my iPad.
Is there a rent place?
Actually, they've got excellent Wi-Fi, excellent internet connection, so I'll be able to watch the college games probably on the iPad while I'm watching Commanders Eagles and then, of course, the night game. But, you know, it's fine. It's there. They're probably going to expand. You don't need it. I would not really take any of the teams playing tomorrow or tonight to win it all. I just generally wouldn't. I would favor one of the three red teams, Georgia, Indiana, or Ohio State. And Texas Tech is technically red as well. So there's four red teams waiting, you know, in the wings. Now, somebody did point out that, look, if the favorites hold, we're going to have a blockbuster second round, because it'll be Oklahoma, Indiana. It'll be Oregon, Texas Tech. It'll be Georgia versus Ole Miss. It'll be Ohio State versus Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that makes my point for me, which is, well, let's just start with that then.
Yeah, but
we don't need this first round.
They're going to keep
I know.
That, you're right. It may be 16 next time.
I know. We don't
listen,
need
man.
It.
You don't make more money by making it less.
But I know.
Then again, you know, you could, because you want some of the great restaurants, and they have, let's say they got 50 tables. You know you got to get to the 50 tables, because it's all of the rave about it.
Yeah.
You have people waiting. So if you just get eight teams, they might spend more.
I know.
You may spend more on the advertising. Oh, you can make the money. But they look at it like this.
It's just tables. It's just numbers. Just math.
If we got 16, 8, that's basically eight games going right, we can make more money.
All right, Jaden Daniels shut down for the year due to his elbow, which either was re-injured or wasn't re-injured or was kind of re-injured. The explanation depends on the moment and the day. Because when this first happened, the word from Quinn was, oh, he could have gone back in the game. We just kept him out of precaution. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then midweek, it's like, no, there was actually some more damage, so we're going to hold him out against the Giants. Okay. And then you're thinking, okay, since you left him out a week and you pulled him at half because of an abundance of caution, he should be fine now. And the conventional wisdom was, you know, he needs the reps. He's not a finished, polished product. And then Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons went down with season-ending, year-long ACLs. And at that moment, I said, you watch. These two things will have scared the living out of the Commanders, and they will find a way to shut Jaden Daniels down. And some of my friends are like, no, that has nothing to do with this. And I said, are you kidding me? This is a league that still runs on a lot of psychology and voodoo. And the fear of the catastrophic is always present. This is why many coaches coach scared, B-Mitch, when games are on the line. They're living in their fears. They're not living in their hopes and dreams. They're living in their fears. And these coaches also hate to have to go in front of a microphone and explain why they went for two to do this or why they did to do that. And they don't like the scrutiny. So they coach timid. They coach scared. I was so certain, and it turned out to be right, that once those two star players went down with knee injuries, that the brain trust with the Commanders were going to sit down and go, okay, how much actual value are we going to get by running an already injured star player or franchise player around for three games against the Eagles twice and then the Cowboys, and the Cowboys defense sucks, but as a tackle football game, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Like, how much value do we get? How much of that carries over all the way from January until August? What is that going to mean in the long run? And then they started to consider, wow, what are the Chiefs going to do? Are they going to run Gardner Minshew all year next year? How will Mahomes come back? How quick will he come back? Will they want to push him back? What if they're already like 2-6 by the time he's cleared to play? And so that visceral fear, seeing two expensive, crucial players get wiped out with knee injuries, which can happen at any time. Because the Parsons one was not even non-contact, okay? I get it. But it's a league that still runs a lot on psychology and a lot on the fear of the catastrophic. And so to me, this decision by the Commanders was very predictable. And my opinion on is it the right call is I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I was fine if they felt like he was healthy enough to play, if they had a real set of things they wanted him to work on and be better at. But if they didn't want to play him, I'm also fine with that because I don't want to see him on the sidelines in September of 2026. And that is my universal take on the shutdown.
And I agree with that because, like I said, you got the governor?
Oh, we
What's up, Gov? How you doing, man?
Gov!
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing well, man. We are just like...
We were filibustering before you came on. I hope I didn't prattle on too long. To delay your armored motorcade, sir.
Well, welcome to my world. I have to deal with filibusters.
Things running long, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to get you ready for these games. We got five games for you to pick, and we'll start off with the Saturday game. We got 5 o'clock Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon is going to be the Eagles taking on the Washington Commanders. Who you take?
Yeah, I think the Eagles are gonna win this one. I'm actually not sold on the Eagles actually going very far right now, unless we see some really change in these next couple weeks. I think that the Eagles are having some very real problems in the locker room. I think that the same kind of winning mentality is not there, and at the same time, I just don't see the Commanders winning a division game with Mariota as the quarterback. I think that, you know, and honestly, if I'm the Commanders at this point, I think you should start really considering resting some of the older guys that they are bringing back next year. You know, some of the folks like Terry, et cetera. So, I mean, I just think that this is going to be a tough game for the Commanders to pull off, even though they're at home.
All right, well, got 8 o'clock game coming up after that. You got the Pack and the Packers and the Bears going against each other, which is always a heated rivalry. Michael Parsons won't be there, so how you see that one going?
You know, it's interesting because it's always a heated rivalry, but this is the first year that this actually is a game that people are actually paying attention to, because you know it's either the Bears or the Packers have just sucked for the past decade. I think, and I know, and you know me, Mitch. I generally tend to go against who Vegas picks, and it's actually worked out pretty well. And I'm gonna do it again here because they got the Packers, but I don't see it. I think the Bears are actually gonna pull it off. And by the way, shout out to Caleb Williams, who is, and first, you know, we love him because he's one of us. You know, that's a Maryland guy. But at the same time, he really is showing what I think the Bears saw in him coming out of college. So I think it's a prime time moment for Caleb Williams. I think it's a chance for him to really show people what he's got. I also think we're going to get a big night from DeAndre Swift. So we'll see. But I think the Bears are going to pull this one off.
Hey, regarding the Philly game, Gov, do you ever have a gov-to-gov wager? We've heard about the mayor-to-mayor wagers between cities.
Oh yeah, we do it all the time. We do it all the time.
Okay. All right. So, is there one rolling on this game tomorrow?
There is not.
Okay.
There is not. As we get deeper, and when we get into like playoff season, then yes, we absolutely gonna be in it. But generally for regular season, they don't like take me up on it.
I'm thinking about maybe, you know, the winner annexes a small border town between Maryland and Pennsylvania. Like, this would be kind of a cool thing. I don't know exactly what town. I'm on Google Maps right now. I'll pick one that's on the border and we can play for it every year.
well, I tell you, I've already told the mayor of D.C. I was like, listen, even if the Commanders go back to D.C., if the whole statehood thing don't work out, we can just make y'all the biggest city in Maryland. And the Commanders technically stay in Maryland.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know if Emmitsburg would want to be played for up there off of 15, but Woodland Heights, which is down the road, we could probably put that one in play.
The battle for Emmitsburg doesn't quite have a NFL ring to it.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, that's under your purview. We could pluck a city from just on the other side. We could play for Blue Ridge Summit, which is in Maryland. So either way, we'll figure it out. All right, what other games?
All right, let's go to Jags Broncos Sunday at 4:00.
Yo, so first of all, can we talk about Trevor Lawrence for a second?
Uh-huh.
That was crazy, the type of number. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was putting up Tecmo Bowl numbers.
Yeah.
last week. I mean, it was actually nuts.
It was also the Jets, just so you know.
And so that's the point I was about to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remember who he played against. He's now going against one of the best rush defenses in the entire NFL. And so Trevor Lawrence played out of his mind, and he is going to see nothing like that this week. And so, the Broncos, you know, they beat the Packers and the Chiefs in the last couple of weeks. I called that one, by the way, called that upset. And so I think the Broncos keep the winning streak going. But the Jaguars, listen, the Jaguars have been, they are not to be slept on. They're making me a believer that they actually have a good young core going forward, but I don't see them beating the Broncos this week.
Yeah, they're traveling to Mile High, and it normally affects people over there. 4:25 on Sunday, we got the Steelers versus the Lions.
So I try not to pick teams who I hope win. Like, I try not to be emotional on this, but I actually think this is something where my hope and the actual game result is going to align, where I actually think the Lions are going to beat the Steelers. The Lions are deeply inconsistent, and I think we just continue seeing that every single week. And as you know, like, I stopped betting for the Lions because every time I bet with y'all that the Lions would win, they lose. And so I just stopped betting with them. So I'm going to violate my own internal rule and say the Lions are going to win. First of all, they're at home. And I don't see how the Lions, don't win a game at home. And I definitely don't think they're going to lose back-to-back games after, you know, actually was a really tough loss against the Rams. So, I think we're going to. I'm going with the Lions on this one.
All right, got the Lions in last game. You got.
But also, I'm going with the Lions, and I need the Lions to win.
I got you. We got the Patriots going against your Ravens, 8:20 Sunday night.
See, this is part of the reason why I need the Lions to win. Because in order for the Ravens, like, two things need to happen for the Ravens to make it into the postseason. We've got to make sure we win out, and we need a little help. So I think the Lions are going to give us a little help this week, but the Ravens better show up. And, you know, the thing that, you know, if you look at this Patriots team, the Patriots have not lost back-to-back games all season.
Mm-hmm.
This Patriots team is showing that even when they lose, they come back with a vengeance the week after. The thing that I am hoping for, though, is that the Patriots now have to lick their wounds in Baltimore. And Baltimore, even though we have not played that way this year, I think we're 500 at home this year, Baltimore historically is a tough place to play. And so I think that when you look at the Ravens' run defense, which I think the Patriots have not seen the type of run defense that we potentially could have, I think that the Ravens absolutely have something to play for. Not to mention the fact that John Harbaugh knows he's coaching for his job right now. So I think that the Ravens pull this one off because I think they understand what's at stake, and I think the coaching staff understands what's at stake too.
All right. Well, we got the Broncos, we got the Bears, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Ravens. So, and JP wanted me to remind you, last week the only two games you lost were the Bengals and the Giants.
I know. Don't remind me.
Oh boy.
When you think about it, that was the first time since I've been picking with y'all in 2 years that I picked both the Ravens and the Commanders to lose. And they both won. And they both won. First time ever I picked both of them to lose. So you know, shame on me.
So you're sitting 34-31 on the year right now. We'll see how that you got. I'll name you five picks. We'll see how it goes this week, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Talk to y'all soon.
Talk to you later, man. Be cool.
You're not making money at 34-31, but you're not terrible.
Yeah.
I am probably 43% this year on my picks, which means you should be fading me. If you fade my picks on my podcast every week, you would be in a nice spot. You'd be 57% of the year. You'd be having a ho-ho-ho merry
Christmas. That's kind of how people do our friend B's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he was talking to these police officers one time. He said when he was in Vegas, he said, "Hey, man, we listen to you all the time. We just fade all of your bets."
Right, exactly. I was in Vegas for March Madness once with a good buddy, and we were staying together. We were sharing a room, and he was out of a terrible weekend. Uh-huh. He was like literally 0 for 11. On the third day, I wake up, I go, "Who do you like today?" He's like, "Well, I really like," and then he goes, "Wait a minute."
Whoever you like, I'm going the other way.
All right. Coming up, the rest of Week 16 in the NFL and some fascinating quarterback dilemmas around the league. A lot of bad options out there. Teams are struggling. We'll talk about it next. And I believe the Paisanos is here.
All right.
Let's let your nose guide you during the break. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Osmond Automotive Group in Virginia has been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they have to be doing something right. Conveniently located all across Northern Virginia, Osmond dealerships offer many of America's favorite and best-selling brands, like Toyota, with two locations in Chantilly and Fairfax, plus Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, truck, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. In addition to the unmatched selection, Oarsman offers incredible deals and financing rates. And let's not forget about the Oarsman's tremendous selection of quality certified used cars to choose from. Maybe best of all, every vehicle sold is backed by the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. With up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and the lifetime engine guarantee. And there's more good news at Oarsman. If you have a car to sell, take it to Oarsman and they'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy. Take it from JP and I to beyond satisfied Oarsman customers, and let's ride together.
End of year is coming up, so it's like there's a lot of business being closed, so to speak. Pop culture business. Do you know that the woman in the Coldplay kiss cam scandal of 2025 has been featured in the New York Times?
Really?
You remember that whole thing that blew up?
Remember
where the
yeah.
CEO and the HR director, she should know better. She has done a feature profile with the New York Times.
You know, the HR director is the only thing they can do whatever they want to do.
You're right. Yeah. Well, the HR director was canoodling with the CEO, even though she's married, he's married, although she is getting divorced from her husband. The CEO and his wife are staying together. You know why, right? Because the CEO's house is a lot bigger than the HR woman's house.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. You got to make that equation there. But, you know, she says basically, look, I got a little bit too drunk. I kind of had a little bit of a crush on him, and I acted silly, and I shouldn't have. According to the article, that I guess the marriage was on the skids to begin with. Not that that excuses it, but here's what I find funny, B. Mitch, is that the New York Times, of course, runs the typical photos of somebody whose image needs a little bit of a brushing up. They've got her posing, looking out a window in their home.
Mm-hmm.
As if to imply I'm just hanging out from the mob that wants to tar and feather me. They have the defiant walk in the woods alone photo. And then there's a third photo of the woman on the floor of her kitchen with her dog in her lap. And I go, oh, you're hiding behind dogs now. Is that it?
Like, yeah.
Oh, look, she's just here with her dog.
Let's use the pet.
There's no similar profile piece on the CEO. Who did step down, and what he's doing now, maybe that's coming soon. I don't know. Either way, look, it's it's unfortunate they got snagged in that, but they set themselves up to do it. I think every cheating couple that is ever out at a game or anywhere is now hyper-vigilant about the kiss cam, the in-game promotion cam, all this stuff, because you have no legal right for privacy when you're out there in public. So you better be careful.
Yeah.
You better watch your step. There's also a trend I saw on TikTok, of course, where all the idiot trends begin, like 6-7. Get this. Men are pranking their wives, B. Mitch, by when... Jeff's seen this one right here. I can't wait to get Jeff's thoughts on this. As soon as their wives leave for work or to go work out or an errand, they text their wife, purportedly on accident, that says... She just left. Come on over now, babe. And the wives and the girlfriends come screaming back into the house. And the look in their eyes. So many things, Walker, on this planet and on the internet now is a staged work, AI slop, you name it. This video I saw last night is not, because you can't fake the look in the eyes and the tone in the voice of those women. Am I right?
I saw those videos and I said, these guys are crazy. Yeah. I'm talking, they coming through
the door. Why would you play that game right there anyway?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Yeah. First of all, grown ass men, stop playing little kid games.
Right.
You know, normally TikTok stuff is for kids. Don't start doing stuff like that.
There are women in this reel I saw that literally come back to the house with a baseball bat that they pulled out of their SUVs.
And what if she walks in with a baseball bat and you start trying to let her know, oh, it's just a TikTok, that she don't believe you?
Oh, well,
and
none of them believed him.
Upside the
All
head.
The guys are like, what?
Yeah, none of them believed
him. Yeah, they're like, what? I wasn't texting you. I don't know who that was. What? Oh, yeah? Where is she? Where is that hoe? You know, I'll wait for her. Like, one of the women pulled up a chair and put it in front of the door, said, I'll wait for that hoe. I'll knock her on her ass.
Yeah.
And she was angry.
How do they get out of this? Oh, it's a TikTok thing? And then she just, oh, she's not going to believe that either.
No, this is the dumbest thing.
Anybody that does that and bring more stress into their household is the dumbest person in the world.
Exactly.
Even Jeff Walker is saying, don't open that door.
Yeah. This is the dumbest relation. I'll show you during the break.
Has gone to hell in the handbasket. We are now allowing whoever starts it, probably some kid, to come into your house and cause you problems. Because guess what? You are not going to get, it's just a TikTok thing. Okay, cool. Oh, I got you. Now she's at everything.
Now everything suspicious.
Yeah, come on, dog. You got to be the dumbest person in the world.
Unless you're preceding her mind with the next time you actually do step out on her, then you can then say, oh, it's you again, falling for my jokes. In other words, you are pre-planting exculpatory evidence.
Nah, you don't play those games right there.
Oh, I agree. But I'm telling you, I'm just telling you how dumb guys would think.
What?
Some dumb guys would go, look, if I do this prank, and it turns out to be not the case, if I ever do step out and get caught, I can then resort to, oh, come on, it was a prank. That's how dumb people think. That's how dumb men think, for sure. This is the relationship equivalent of swinging a live cobra around by the tail, going, ha, 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 what? This is fun.
It can't bite me.
No, right. This will be fine. No problem about that.
The hell?
Okay, so I teased during the break quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And we talked earlier about how Marcus Mariota, I guess we've now learned that's the correct pronunciation.
Nice. Mariota.
Mariota.
We don't have to say a ta like that. It's Mariota.
Mariota said himself it's a punched up.
It's the Mario and the Mario.
Oh.
Is it Mar? It's the Mariota.
Is it Mar or Mar?
Mar.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Mario. Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario. Marcus Mariota at times does dumb stuff. And that's why he's a backup.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's pretty functional and competent, all things considered. He's a good, solid QB2. And in this league where quarterbacks go down left and right and left and right,
yeah,
you got to have a good QB2 if you want to really have a run at a title. Or you just get lucky and your guy doesn't get hurt. I'm looking at the teams that have already run through three guys. There's four teams that have run through three guys already.
Giants.
Giants with Wilson, Dart, and Jameis Winston. The Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, and then Max Brosmer. Hey, Brosmer, you're terrible. Right. The Colts with Richardson, although he never started, but he hurt himself with that stupid exercise band. Been cleared to practice this week, oh, by the way, but is not close to returning. And then Daniel Jones, and then Rivers, and then the Browns with Flacco, Gabriel, and now Shedeur Sanders. Kyler Murray's been shut down. Jaden Daniels been shut down. Tua Tagovailoa has been shut down.
He was just benched.
Okay.
Tua was just benched. They went to the other guy.
I guess you're right.
Quinn Ewers.
You're right. Kyler Murray had an injury that you would thought he would come back from. It was like an ankle.
Yeah, his injury has gotten better, but they feel basically Jacoby is playing better.
Jacoby's slinging it.
Yes.
And then you had two guys go down with knee injuries. Michael Penix out for the year with a torn ACL, and now obviously Patrick Mahomes. So it's quite some carnage there. The Jets thought they had something in Justin Fields. They did not. He's been sat down. Joe Flacco got traded early in the year when he was starting for Cincinnati after Burrow got hurt, and now he's been benched. Who knows if he'll be back next year. The tankathon race to the number one pick, and real quick, do you think Mendoza's truly a 1/1 for Sunday football? I don't know if I feel like he is.
A little bit more growth he can be.
Okay.
Presently where he's at, I don't see it.
the Raiders at 2-12 would take him in a heartbeat if he is the best guy available because they need somebody. The Titans, though, don't because they got Cam Ward. Ward, by the way, said this week, he's like, I want to have some input in the new coach. I'm like, okay.
That ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen, but whatever.
Then again, they may just let you come in there and listen to you and then thank you and then don't listen to nothing you say.
They could do that.
Yeah.
It would be like being in radio. Yeah. Thank you for your concerns.
Yeah.
Now get back in the cage and start talking.
100%.
The Giants at 2-12 don't sound like they're going to take a quarterback if they have the opportunity. All the buzz is trade back for a haul of draft picks to rebuild the team. I think trading back is a little more trickier than people think. There has to be somebody that a team really wants to go up and get.
Yeah.
And then when you get this haul of picks, you got to
hit on all of them.
You got to, or at least some of them.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean,
did you ever watch look at the recap of what the Rams ended up getting from us for RG3? They didn't do anything with it. It turned out to be a bunch of nothing.
The guys were playing okay.
Okay, but no difference makers.
Nothing that really makes that big of a difference, though.
Yeah. So those are all fascinating things. I don't know what's going to happen there. The other thing that was fascinating this week, the Falcons play the Cardinals this weekend, and I couldn't care less about the game. In fact, I've asked them to black it out in my area. In my house, I would like that game to be blacked out. I literally don't care about it. But Kirk, in his midweek presser, had an interesting discussion of how quarterback reads, Brian, have changed because defenses have gotten so sophisticated at muddying or putting shells on their actual coverages that now there is more of a pure progression, Kirk says, amongst all quarterbacks in the league where you have to go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It used to be, okay, pre-snap look, I'm cutting the field in half, I'm working right side, I got my primary, and I've got my check down. And that was it. It simplified things. But now you can't even cut the cake in half and work it that way. You got to work them all. And they're saying part of the reason why 4,000-yard passers, of which we might have five when it's all said and done, went from 12 5 years ago to like five this year is because it's harder to read defenses. Did you hear Kirk say that?
I didn't hear him say it, but I don't agree with him. I think the quarterbacks just got worse.
Okay.
Let's be real now. There are 32 teams in the league. You can't name me half of them as franchise guys.
Okay.
So now you split it in half, you got 16. Of those 16, can you name 8 franchise guys?
It's getting harder and harder.
So let's just say we can give you 8 franchise guys. There's 24 of them that are not franchise guys.
Right.
Like when people knock Mariota, so when they knock him, he's a backup.
Yeah.
He's probably number 33 in the league. Well, hell, to be honest with you, he might be number 28 in the league, 24 in the league. He's better than some of the starters on other teams.
Right. But when you're in that range, it's a difference without a distinction. It doesn't matter.
You say he makes bonehead – people say he makes bonehead plays. He does some silly things sometimes. You know how many of the starters make dumb plays all the time?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you don't have 32 exceptional quarterbacks.
No.
You don't have 32 very good quarterbacks.
And yet every team is chasing them.
Yeah.
And every team is quick to pay them when there's no full conviction they're that guy.
Sometimes the teams have to pay a guy to make the other players on the team believe that they truly believe in it.
Oh, really?
And they hope that the other players have that same belief. Because as I say, quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. But we always treat them as if they just bring everybody else along. They can't do a damn thing by themselves.
Yeah. All right, coming up, I know it's expensive to watch sports, but several World Cup fans are saying, are you kidding me? That's next. JP and Finley's Abe sitting in for JP right here on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gonna be a big summer for soccer fans. That's football. Yeah, I get it. Worldwide football. FIFA, the organizing body of international football, has raised ticket prices yet again, B. Mitch, for the World Cup next summer. Some standard group stage tickets are now listed at $700.
Ooh, boy.
And if you want good tickets in the lower level, they're now priced at $8,680, nearly $2,000 more than their original price in October.
Know where I'm going to be watching it at?
On
television.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So an England fan calculated the cost of the trip for a family of five to attend the World Cup, and they were bellyaching about the prices of the tickets, saying, you know, we had just planned to take our family and our kids who love soccer to go see the World Cup, and oh my God, it's going to cost us 42,275 British pounds for us to do this.
So that's like, what, 40, almost 50,000 American? 50,000 more?
Something like that.
So it's not going to cost you if you don't pay it.
Actually, hold on a second. It's going to cost a lot more than that. But yeah, basically, no, it will cost £42,275. And I'm like, okay, well, you're taking five people and you're going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games, including the last four and then the actual final. What did you think was going to be the price? Like, this is the actual note,
yeah, but the whole
that was
thing
written
is,
up by the English soccer fan bitching about the prices.
Why? Okay, if you even calculated that, you're probably, or you can, they can afford it. If they're calculating it to go. But don't complain if you're going to go.
Yeah.
All right? If you don't want to pay that amount, you can go invest right now into about a $700 or $300 TV. Get the biggest one. It's probably about $1,000. Yep. And you go watch it right at your damn house.
Right.
You go get your refreshments. You can watch all the replays. They'll tell you everything you need to know. But you want to be there, so pay it.
I would say, look, tell two of your three kids, sorry, you're not going to make the cut. Or one of the three kids. Tell your wife she can't go along the trip. Like, party of five. You got to cut that down to three. Or maybe even two. Or maybe half the games. Don't go to all of them. Or go to the first couple stage games that are a lot cheaper. And then watch the final eight, final four.
Yeah, championship somewhere else.
On TV. Like, this is not a guarantee. It's going to be cheaper, affordable.
I tell people this. It pays the cost to be the boss. If you want to go there so you can tell people you win.
That's a good one. Hold on.
Pay the money. Be done with it.
Pays the cost to be the boss.
It's a song by James Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if you want to go so you can be able to say it, spend the money. If you can't spend it and be able to just keep moving on, keep your damn money in your pocket.
It's just staggering what some people expect or understand the world to be. Sports remains a massive business, and I am shocked that even though there are pockets where, you see like Pelican games, apparently, Pelican games now in the NBA, you can get in for $6. Now, they're going to hit you for fees on Ticketmaster because that's their game, but still, it's $6 tickets, yeah, upper deck for the Pelicans.
You're going to pick up some cans and make that.
Right.
Back in the day. That $42,000 is $56,547.
That's a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
And by the way, this family, if they would like an affordable tour of the good old United States of America watching soccer, I'll put together an MLS tour for them. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But the soccer is, you know what?
Hey, listen, man, they don't.
Compared to the World Cup, our soccer is.
They are, but what they're doing, like, we have the Super Bowl. This is the World Cup.
Yes.
They are attracting the richest of multiple countries.
Yes.
So they're going to put the prices to where they're going to make their dollars.
Well, and that's the other argument, yeah, which is if you're FIFA and you own the event and you stage the event and you bribe the local authorities to host the event, which is what they do because they're damn near a criminal enterprise, FIFA, then why are you selling the tickets at a reasonable face value, like $700? When the instant resale, the moment the person snags that ticket, is $4,000.
Yeah.
You're not pricing it correctly. So I don't have a problem per se with organizations or teams or leagues pricing their tickets closer to what the immediate resale will be. But FIFA, they're gangsters. They don't care. They will charge you $8,000.
What I was told, they roll in. Let's say you have the whatever stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That name comes off that stadium.
Jerry World will not be AT&T.
It comes off that stadium for that because they have their own sponsors.
Do they physically take it off, or do they just cover it with a tarp?
They're
going to
try and cover it. They're going to do something, but you won't be getting that love.
All right.
That's crazy.
We got to ask B. Mitch coming up next, and then I got my last slice of pizza. Paisanos, thank you very much for the grub today for lunch. It was delicious. Did you enjoy it?
Yep. Okay, college football playoff kickoff kicks off tonight, which means nobody's cooking and nobody's leaving the couch. Fortunately, Friday night is pizza and wing night at Paisanos. Today only, score an extra large, one-topping pizza and eight wings for just $24.99. Just order online with promo code Friday. That's promo code Friday. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com, the official pizza of the Washington Commanders.
Ask B. Mitch coming up next. Zabe sitting in for J.P. Finley right here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.